And sunny here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Nashville's struggling safety net hospital could get a new CEO this week. It won't be an easy job. Nashville General Hospital has basically always struggled financially. And some of that is its mission, serving people who can't afford to pay for care. But it has a lot of other problems. A big one, it's housed in a severely dated building. Studies show fixing it up would cost about $400 million, and a new one would cost even more. Plus, it's a lease from Meharry Medical College. It sits on the school's campus. But the lease is up at the end of next year. It's unclear what the plan is. The person calling that shot and overseeing its implementation will be decided this week. The board is down to two finalists. One is the current interim CEO. The board could formalize her position, or they could pick an outsider who has been leading the Yale New Haven Hospital. It's unclear how much the winner will be paid. Civil rights complaints against the Tennessee Department of Children's Services and its management of child protection and foster care are escalating. Families have come forward with stories of discrimination against children with disabilities, of sexual assaults, foster care license revocations, and improper terminations of parental rights. State Representative Afton Bain says she has filed 14 formal complaints to federal authorities involving issues in counties across the state. She tells the Tennessean they come from families who tried to resolve their issues through DCS, the courts, and elected officials, but exhausted all their options. Bain says each case constitutes a serious civil rights violation, but together they paint a picture of systemic failure. DCS did not immediately respond to request for comment. You'll find more news at WPLN.org or in the NPR app under local headlines.